Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting third. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Del Singh, who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Arft reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. There goes Lenhart. The throw from Batts and Lenhart is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger is hit by the pitch. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox is hit by the pitch. Dillinger moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhardt, who is chasing the ball. Marsh reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel throws towards the plate. Niarhas fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Niarhas. Marsh scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-1 in the game. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Byrne moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byrne moves to third. Upton moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger throws to second for one, and Fox throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Byrne scores. Upton scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Niarhas hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Busby goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Arft reaches third base with a triple. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Arft scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Kermit Wall pinch hits for Tommy Byrne. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Mahoney now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upton. The throw from Niarhas and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Niarhas takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niarhas moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Niarhas moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dillinger. Batts moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Batts moves to third. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Niarhas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bud Stewart now playing left field. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Joe Dobson now pitching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Batts and he is out, Upton applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 3 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Delsing reaches second base with a double. Ned Garver pinch hits for Hank Arft. Marv Rotblatt now pitching. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver takes first base on ball four. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Marsh bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Luis Aloma now pitching. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Bob Mahoney. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.